We've been playing in these grungy mungholes, waiting for our big break.
The numbers all go to 11.
I am a golden god!
Yeah! Cello.
Okay, this is a bass guitar, and it's the exact same thing, but instead of playing like this, you tip it on the side. Cello.
Movies on Friday with Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. I wasn't familiar with any of those clips, except the end was...
That one
School
I don't
Rock,
know.
I think oh, School of Rock, Cello, yeah, something
I reckon
like that.
You didn't recognize Spinal Tap in there.
Yeah, Spinal Tap, right, 11, going to 11, of course, also. We've got two movies, very different movies this weekend. Midnight Special is now going into wide release. Michael Shannon's in the movie. Let's hear a clip.
Why are you wearing those goggles, huh?
Stop! Stop! He's with me. He's my son.
Yeah, well, you ought to watch your kid.
Yeah, I got it. Thank you. You doing okay? You cannot leave the band. You hear me?
I'm sorry.
That vulnerable voice of Michael Shannon there, even with his tough, tough face. How is this movie?
Well, it's a science fiction thriller. Right. That's Jaden Lieberherr, who is the kid. He was in St. Vincent with Bill Murray. And he plays a kid who's got supernatural powers. The goggles he is wearing in that clip, they're for everyone's good, let's say. I don't want to spoil too much because much of the fun of this film is trying to figure out what's happening with this kid. Why can he decode government satellites? Why can he why are those goggles on his eyes? And also, why is he wearing earmuffs all the time? And I think as the film unfolds, it's a lot of fun. It's very tense. It's very moody. Shannon's really great. Lieberherr is great. Adam Driver's in this. Kirsten Dunst, really good cast. I think if you're a sort of detail-oriented viewer, you might get a little bummed out by the ending. I don't think it quite works, but it's a fun ride.
Next film is Born to be Blue. We actually referred to this movie last week when we talked with Ethan Hawke and the director, Robert Boudreau. This is a biopic about Chet Baker, the jazz trumpeter.
I'm one of the greatest trumpet players of my generation. One of the best jazz improvisationalists.
So is trumpet or nothing?
Yes.
So maybe I should kill myself too, because I don't look like Vivian Leigh.
You should find one thing and be better at it.
You know,
that's
easy for you to say.
Well,
I'm blessed
world.
With a rare gift. Have some humility.
Jazz, heroin, alcohol, sex, tragedy.
Familiar
Ethan
story.
Hawke, yes. What did you think?
That's Ethan Hawke as Chet Baker, and that's Carmen Ejogo as
right.
Jane, which is a fictionalized composite character, not a real,
right,
not
right,
based
right.
on a real person, although she's very good in that role.
Oh, my God, she's fantastic.
Yeah, so you've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, this film, I think, gets off to kind of a rocky start. And it's a little bit flawed. It's a little bit rough around the edges. Although in a way that kind of matches Chet Baker's playing, and that matches his personality. And don't forget he was a singer as well. And Ethan Hawke is really good in this role. I think that one of the highlights of the film is when he does a vocal rendition of My Funny Valentine, which was Chet Baker's signature song. It's a really chilling, beautiful moment in the film.
I thought Hawke's performance is so vulnerable and so carries this film. But the director made some interesting choices about time shifting. What did you think of those?
That didn't bother me so much. I mean, he has stated up front that this is a fictionalized version of things. You know, for instance, the way that Chet Baker loses his front teeth, this major turning point in his life, you know, that the details aren't quite, they don't quite match what actually happened in real life. I think it works, and I think it gives you a sense of what Chet Baker was trying to do in terms of battling drugs, if you can call it that, and also being true to his art and the way that he wanted to play music, which was not the healthiest way to play music.
Is there any studio executive who would have predicted that we would be sitting here talking about how Deadpool is a fantastic hit and that Batman versus Superman was kind of a flop?
Oh, boy, you've touched a nerve there. I hated Deadpool, and I hated Batman versus Superman.
But the bounce-back word of mouth on Batman versus Superman is actually pretty positive.
I know, surprisingly. You know, I got a ton of hate mail on my Batman versus Superman review, and then after the film came out, I got no hate mail. I thought that was because everyone realized that it was a terrible movie, but apparently there's repeat ticket sales.
Well, it's interesting how the reviewers and the consumers are very different constituencies. Well, you know, it's going to be rainy. Don't see any movies this weekend. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John.